Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to this week's edition of Cover 2 here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We're here to preview the big showdown this Sunday in the desert between the 5-1 Philadelphia Eagles, who are coming off the bye, and the NFC West leading Arizona Cardinals, who are also 5-1. And to help look at this matchup, I brought in two special guests, and Shil Kapadia from Birds 24/7 and Howard Eskin from Fox 29, who is also the sideline reporter for the Eagles radio broadcast. My first question to you guys is this. The Eagles coming off the bye, you had a chance to watch the games this past weekend in week 7 of the NFL season. How do you feel about this Eagles team now after watching what unfolded this past weekend?
I feel a little better about them after watching last week's action. You know, I think we're so close to it every day. We focused on some of the warts, some of the weaknesses, but when you see Seattle go into St. Louis and lose, and you see some of the other NFC teams, some people thought Carolina might be a contender. They obviously get crushed by the Packers. So I think the Eagles are going to be in the mix. They're in really good shape. They're 5-1, and when you consider they're getting three of really, what, their best 10 or 11 players back in Mathis, Kelce, and Kendricks after the bye, it's going to be a fun November and December, I think.
Yeah, they played their best game against the Giants, and they still have all kinds of injuries. So Kendricks obviously will be back. The 10th is the date that, well, Mathis will be back on the 10th against Carolina. Kelce's shooting for that date. So if you get your offensive line intact, and then the running game then is not a hit or miss every week, I think that'll be good. And every team in the NFL has flaws. I think the Super Bowl champion for the last 8 years has not even gotten to the playoffs. I know they haven't gotten past the first round, but I don't think they've even gotten to the playoffs. So Seattle, I mean, I look ahead to that Seattle game with the Eagles, and I think the Eagles win that game because they're not the same team. They're on the road. So when you look at these, everybody looks at wins and losses. Green Bay's going to be tough because Aaron Rodgers is going to be there. But the reality is, I still think they're the best team, even though Dallas is kind of get everybody all excited only because it's Dallas. But DeMarco Murray's going to get hurt. There's just no way a guy can run 25 to 30 times a game and not get hurt. So when you look at all the things around it, the Eagles' best team will be, and we're not even in the second half yet, even though it's the bye, I think their best team will be the second half of the season.
Now, both of you have mentioned the offensive line coming intact. Shil, I'll let you start with this one here. What do you think is the biggest obstacle that the offense has to overcome moving forward?
You know, I just think it's health. I think once those guys are healthy, they are going to be in good shape. But I think the quarterback play also. You know, Nick Foles right now leads the league in turnovers. I think he's got to tighten some things up. And I think he's got to hit on those big plays downfield. We saw it last year to Riley Cooper and some of the other receivers. And I think those opportunities have been there through the first six games, but they have not been able to capitalize. So I think once you hit on some of those big plays, 20 yards and more downfield, I think that will add another element to this offense that will really help LeSean McCoy and company.
He's clearly got flaws, but because we're comparing him to last year, we're not comparing him to a guy that's starting in his second year. But I heard Aaron Rodgers after the game they won at the end. What was that, in Miami? Miami, yep. He says, everybody complained. They said, I did this wrong. I do this wrong. I hold the ball too long. So every quarterback in every city always has people complaining about certain, and that's Aaron Rodgers. I'm not going to compare Foles to Aaron Rodgers. So everybody has issues. He's got to get better. And just based on what he did last year and what he's done so far this year, I think he almost has to get better.
Now we turn our attention to the defense. Shil, do we have to change our perception of this Eagles defense following that shutout win over the Giants?
I think you do, and a couple other things from week 7. You know, the Colts right now are in an absolute tear. Andrew Luck is thrown for 350 against everyone. And now, so that Eagles performance against the Colts looks a little bit better. And even Eli Manning, I mean, they lost that game in Dallas, but he had his way for the most part against that Cowboys defense. I think he's been sacked like 7 times in all his other games, and the Eagles got to him 6 times. So to me, the defense has been the bright spot so far this season. And again, that's without Michael Kendricks, who to me is one of their top 1 or 2 players on that side of the ball.
Yeah, and I agree with that. I like their defense. People still complain about it until the Giants game. I think the Giants game, they just started to get it together. But there's no question they'll be better. And the pass rush just changes all the dynamics for the corners.
Yeah.
And it makes them better. But I thought the corners played a good game in the Giant game. And we're going to look at the Giant game and say, oh, if they can play like that every week. Well, they can't. But good teams win games when they can't play their best game, as the Eagles have done.
All right, real quick here. Howard, do the Eagles win this battle in the desert this Sunday?
They will split in the next 2 weeks. If they beat Arizona, unfortunately, I think they'll be so high from that game, they'll lose in Houston. Because that's 2 tough trips in a row. I would say they win in Arizona. And then I just, And then they got to be careful.
We'll okay. Time.
But it's a shaky. It's a shaky one because I don't think Arizona's good, but there's something just not there with that team that I wonder about. So I say they win in Arizona.
Shield.
Yeah, I think it's a good matchup for the Eagles defensively going up against a quarterback who can't really move. I think they'll be good. Challenge to me offensively. Can you protect Nick Foles against those blitz schemes? Can LeSean McCoy build on that game against the Giants? Got him winning right now. Check back with me on Friday when I do a little more homework.
Well, it's going to be exciting to watch everything unfold this Sunday, and that's going to do it for this edition of Cover 2 here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. For Shield Kapati and Howard Eskin, I'm Chris McPherson. Thanks for joining us, and have a great Eagles Day.